We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another edition of the DNVR Rams podcast presented by Chevalier Mortgage. It is a snowy Thursday morning. We are coming off of a successful event with David Roddy at Shields. Actually just caught up with him this morning as well to talk about a big week of basketball. We went over the Air Force game, Nevada, the upcoming matchup with UNLV, and you know how it's bigger than basketball. Talked a little bit of NFL playoffs. It was a really enjoyable conversation, and I know that you guys are going to love it. Something to keep in mind for our homeowners: with prices going up, it's creating natural equity in your home. If you have mortgage insurance, chances are you can refinance out of that and make the bubble work for you. If you're in the buyer's market, you know how stressful trying to buy a house is right now. If you've attempted this process in Colorado, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The housing market, it's absurd out here. Let Mike and Virginia Chevalier take the burden off this extremely difficult process. They're going to alleviate so much stress. Just take some of that worry off your plate. Here's the deal. As mortgage brokers, they're able to shop a dozen lenders with many products to find the right fit for you. They want their borrowers to know who they're working with and not feel bounced around. They take the time to help their borrowers be as informed as they want every step of the way. And Mike and Virginia are going to take the burden off folks so they can focus on their home being a home, not just a house. They are CSU alum, proud DNVR members, and they actually have a fun perk. If you go to dnvrmortgage.com, you can enter to win a free DNVR shirt or hat. Most importantly, get set up with a free consultation to discuss all your options. That's dnvrmortgage.com. You can also call Mike directly at 970-412-2472, or again, just go to dnvrmortgage.com. Michael Chevalier, NMLS number 1931006, Virginia Chevalier, NMLS 1910631. All right, joining us on the DNVR Rams podcast presented by Chevalier Mortgage, we've got Team DNVR athlete David Roddy for our weekly appearance coming off of a very successful event at Shields last night. David, you know, just kind of what were your thoughts? You know, what were you thinking after it? There was a ton of people that came through, a lot of people repping your shirt. Obviously it was really cool just to see it all.
Yeah, man, it was a surreal experience really. After I was like, there was a bunch of people. Thank you to everybody who came out to Shields yesterday and made the event, you know, worthwhile. And man, it was a really great experience. I never thought that I would have that many people coming. So, that's just a huge testament to, you know, the Ram family around Fort Collins and in Colorado. I mean, there were some people from Denver who drove up, and I was just super blessed and honored to be a part of that.
I really like seeing all the little kids, and obviously there's a ton of wholesome posts on Twitter, you know, with pictures of you and the little people. And I think it's just a testament that all these youngins are interested in CSU basketball. I mean, that just... I've followed CSU hoops for my whole life, and that definitely was not the case. You know, I was an outlier in that situation. So it's just cool to see the community so committed, and you know, obviously a really fun event. Thank you again, you know, David. Thank you, but thank you as well to everybody that came out. A lot of fun. You probably got that signature down now.
Yeah. Very few mistakes within the signature. I think there was one smudge, I feel like. But yeah, no, it was good. And yeah, I got a lot of practice in for sure.
And you converted a CU fan in the process.
I did. Yeah. I was super happy about that. Yeah. The dad was a Utah State alum and grandfather went to CU. So, hopefully there's a Ram in that family soon.
We might be causing some family friction, but that's okay. That's That's what sports are all about. Right. Five wins in a row, obviously coming off of a big win over Nevada. But just real quick, I want to briefly go back to that Air Force game. Obviously really cool to see all the CSU fans that came out and basically made it a home game for you guys. But that dunk, man, that was awesome. Is that the best dunk that you've thrown in college?
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, just how the lane kind of opened up and everything. And I had a, you know, full head of steam and everything. I would say definitely. I mean, it got the crowd into it, you know, a lot more, you know, and then it spurred another run for our team. So yeah, it definitely shifted the momentum.
It just made me laugh because I remember a couple weeks ago, you were like, I don't really get very many opportunities. You know, the lane doesn't open up. And then it happened. I was like, yes, David finally got his opportunity.
Yeah, no, I was super excited. I could just tell right away. I mean, kudos to Zay for giving up an open three to let me get my dunk. So he still talks about it today. He was like, hey, I was still open on that. And I was like, I know you were, but I appreciate you.
That's what being a good teammate's all about. And
right.
You know, we're not gonna make fun of anyone, but there were business decisions made on that dunk.
Oh goodness. Yeah, I didn't see the photo until after, and I didn't know what he did, but I mean, yeah, I probably would have done it the same thing, to be honest. So
I totally would have. I'm not throwing shade. I'm if there's a truck coming through the lane, sometimes you just gotta get out of the way. But the Nevada game, man, you guys you're trailing by 7 at halftime. You come out and just kind of flip a switch. And, you know, I know post game you said that coach said the energy was a little low. Was that kind of just what they were preaching at halftime, that, you know, you guys got to pick it up? This is too good of a team to kind of coast against.
Yeah, I would say so. You know, again, it was just a little bit more of a frustration and kind of forcing our way in back into the lead. You know, that sometimes works, but it usually never works. You know, again, just playing as a team and, you know, just sharing the ball and being confident within our offense. I feel like that's what coach said at halftime. You know, we had great shots either way. And, you know, in the first half, they just didn't go in. So, you know, I'm just super glad that and super proud of my team for bouncing back and, you know, getting that spirit back and that good energy back and making that run in the second half. And I mean, again, you know, Wilby Madness was going crazy again. You know, there's so many students and so many fans out there. So, you know, hopefully, you know, it'll be even more consistent. So I'm just super excited and always ready to play again in Moby.
I mean, even Nico joked post game because we were like, you know, what'd you tell them? He's like, oh, just make more shots. And you know, it's when they fall, it's like, you know, you look so brilliant, but when they miss, you know, everybody assumes you need to make this big drastic change. And then, like you said, sometimes it's good looks. They just didn't fall early. When did you feel like that game had really shifted? I mean, they had to call a timeout 2 minutes into the second half.
Yeah. Man, I'd say when we got confidence within the first half, going into halftime, I feel like getting defensive stops and everything and, you know, Chandler was playing great. And then Chandler played even greater in the second half. You know, he starts his own runs by himself. So, he's a unique talent and, you know, and finally he's, you know, getting his confidence and spreading his wings a little bit more. So, you know, he definitely spearheaded the charge as well as, you know, James Moore's on the defensive end and, you know, Isaiah Stevens making great plays as well. So I feel like it was an culmination of almost everybody just giving in their part and also buying in on defense.
I'm glad you brought up Chandler because it does seem like he's being a little bit more assertive offensively. Like I think when he came in, you know, he really wanted to find that role and, you know, not step on anybody's toes, but it kind of seems like he's found that balance now where he can play within the team, but there's situations where he's obviously such a talented scorer. It makes sense, you know, just do your thing, get to the hoop.
Oh yeah, definitely. Again, you know, the unique thing about our team is we can do many different things the same way, but also we can do many different things in a different way. And Chandler, I mean, he's a freak athlete and I mean, he has such a great handle and a sense of everybody on the court. So, I mean, when he does, and he's down the lane, Euro step and everything, I just smile every single time, cause I know what's going to happen. But man, he's just such a great talent, loves rebounding, loves to defend and I mean, loves to score and he can score in many ways. So, I mean, again, he's just a huge addition, you know, on and off the court. I mean, he's an amazing human being as well. So, I'm just super proud of him for, you know, growing in that way and buying into that role. And now it's paying off.
It's definitely good to see. He's electric when he gets the ball in his hands. It's just one of those guys where, I mean, Zay's the same way. And you too, where it's just like, oh, something cool is probably going to happen. Yeah. I'm got my popcorn ready.
Right.
I'm glad you brought up James though, because I think everybody was stoked to just see him have a really big game. It's not that he's played poor or anything this season. He's just, you know, kind of taken a back seat with the emergence of DT. And I think just the success of the small ball lineups has probably limited, you know, his opportunities, but he comes in, plays 26 minutes, really great defensively, 3-3 from the floor and just was complete on both sides of the floor. Were you guys, you know, kind of hyping him up after the game? And he's such a mellow guy, you know, we're trying to get him to talk about it post game. And he's like, yeah, you know, it was a good game. And I'm just like, James, show some emotion.
Right. No, yeah, he can definitely show some emotion sometimes. I mean, it's just a huge testament to him staying ready. Right. You know, he started and DT and them were sharing minutes and everything. And, you know, it just kind of just happened where, you know, I would be at the five and everything. So just for him to stay ready. And I mean, he competes with us every day in practice and, you know, him and DT and myself go at it every practice. And, you know, it's just a huge testament to who he is as a basketball player and as a person, just waiting patiently and his number was called and he excelled in it. You know, his defensive stops were very, very crucial, within the game, as well as his offensive rebounds and, you know, knocking down free throws and everything. So, I mean, he was ready for it and I'm just super proud of him.
Yeah. Really big game, a couple of putback opportunities. He had three assists. So just, it was cool to see him, you know, make the most of that opportunity. Did you feel like the paint and the floor kind of opened up? Because it seemed like, at least earlier in the game, you guys weren't, you know, scoring a ton down low. I think you had 10 points in the paint at halftime. You had 22, I believe, in the second half. And it kind of just felt like him being out there opened some space up. He's kind of a bruiser. He can, you know, bully guys around a little bit.
Yeah, I would say so. And then that also comes from the flow of the offense, right? You know, James, you know, every time he sets the screen up top, there's always a chance to reject. So like Kendall, when he stole the ball and dribbled all the way around and then reject the screen and got the layup, like that's just super helpful. So, you know, just it's definitely, you know, within our offense as well as just, you know, players just playing basketball really and reading what's on the floor. So, and, you know, just being more confident, getting paint touches and kicking out also just opens up the lane as well. So the more you attack the paint and kick it out, the more you can, you know, get layups later on.
You know, Kendall, I thought it was cool that he had that air ball and then he followed it up and got like 8 points in like 3 minutes. Just that keep shooting mentality. He had the 1-3 that like bounced and felt like it was in the air forever. Mm-hmm. You know, what's it like playing with a guy like him? I mean, there was a loose ball where he like went full spread eagle in the air. And I'm just like, good God, this dude he always has energy.
Yeah. I mean, man, he's one of the hardest playing players I've ever played with. He'll sacrifice his body and everything to get a loose ball, to get a steal. One of the greatest defenders I've seen too, just like the natural feel of it. You know, loves to shoot, does not care if it goes in or out. He's still going to shoot, which I absolutely love. And that's what we're saying. Like, hey, keep shooting. It's an open shot. Keep knocking it down. That's going to be the best shot that we're going to get in that possession. So, yeah, I mean, I'm just super proud of the way he plays every night. Really, he just brings it every day in practice as well. And he's one of the best, you know, leaders as well that I've been around. So, yeah, he's just really the full package. And I mean, he's, you know, less than a feather really. And he's doing all that. He's going up against guys 60 pounds heavier than him and he's competing with them and outplaying them sometimes. So, man, I'm just really proud of him. And he has such a big heart as well.
I was going to say, he's like a total, at least in my experience around him, he's a total, you know, nice guy. I don't want to call him a sweetheart because he's a beast out there, you know,
right.
On the court, right. But he seems like one of those guys where you know, if it was like a comedy movie or something, you know, a big bully would like come up and try and talk smack to him and Kendall just like smack him in the face or something. And everyone would just be like, nope, you don't do that to Kendall.
Andy's one of the funniest dudes I've been around as well. So, he's just a joy to be around.
Four teams remain in the NFL playoffs, and that means four teams are there for you to bet on at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Counting down to Super Bowl 56, new customers can get 56-1 odds on any team. Bet $5, get 280 in free bets if your team wins. Not a new customer, that's okay. You can experience the conference championship with the same game parlay. This is when you combine multiple bets from the same game for a bigger payout. The more legs you add, the more money you can win. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. Best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the promo code DNVR. Get 56-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet $5, win 280 in free bets if your team wins. That promo code DNVR for 56-1 odds at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, Colorado only. New customers only. Restrictions to apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Speaking of DraftKings, it's time to give you my DraftKings pick of the week, and we're actually going to have some fun with it. We're going to get a little bit weird. Colorado State is no longer the betting favorite to win the Mountain West regular season conference title with Boise State, so you can get CSU at plus 240. If you parlay that with Cale Makar to win the Norris Trophy, and he is currently the betting favorite at plus 200, your odds are plus 920. That's tremendous value for two things that could very realistically happen. Not a quick time payoff or anything like that. Obviously, you got to wait for these seasons to play out, but one that long term could really make you a nice little chunk of change. So that's my DraftKings pick of the week, parlaying CSU to win the regular season Mountain West title and Cale Makar to win the Norris Trophy. You guys did a pretty good job of limiting Sherfield in this one. He's a guy who had, you know, scored a lot of points, you know, in some of those previous matchups. Did you guys change anything defensively in terms of how you dealt with him? Or, you know, was it just a matter of him not making so many circus shots?
I would say we didn't really change much from last year when we played them. I think we changed our mentality for sure. Just everybody just being connected on their ball screens. They set a lot of ball screens and he's always in the action usually. So we just wanted to stay connected as much as possible, make him pick up the ball and let somebody else try to beat us. So, I mean, he's again, a great talent, one of the best, you know, players in the Mountain West. So I have a lot of respect for him. So, you know, I'm just super proud of the team for the way that we tried to contain him and, you know, we got a win out of it.
The Mountain West is like even the bad, quote unquote bad, you know, I'm not calling them bad. The teams that are at the bottom of the standings right now. I mean, Utah State took down San Diego State last night, beat them by like 18. And we're just seeing, you know, New Mexico, you know, they're one of the better 3-point shooting teams in the league. So it's going to be challenging, I think, even for these top groups, because they're just so many scorers.
Yeah, that's really the sign of the times that we're in, right? You know, everybody can beat everybody on any given night. So, you know, again, you just have to go out and give it your all every single night. You know, again, going down those one game every 2 days stretches that we're in. So we just have to just stay mentally prepared and physically prepared. So, I mean, you know, going into Logan is always a tough place to play and the way that they're rolling and, you know, that new coach and the new system is very challenging to guard as well. So, I mean, everybody can give everybody, you know, their best each night.
I mean, they got that front court they've got down there is legit. So it'll be, I would not be surprised at all if Utah State ended up, you know, making a little run here to kind of close out and make it more of a respectable finish. But UNLV is coming up on Friday. They're an athletic team. They've got, you know, decent size themselves. But beyond basketball, you know, it's, you know, an opportunity, the UC Health game to represent cancer survivors. I mean, what does it mean to you to participate in this? Have you gotten to interact with them, you know, read notes, that type of stuff?
Yeah, we read some letters as well as we're on a Zoom call a few days ago. The UC Health and Bigger Than Basketball, you know, initiative is I think my favorite thing here that CSU has done. I've been a part of all of them. So this is my third year doing this. It just gives you so much perspective, on life. You're meeting true warriors and true fighters, that has survived, a terrible, disease and sickness. So, and they're still battling as well. It just gives you a new perspective, and it just, gives you inspiration, to do more, on a daily basis. So, I'm just so blessed and honored to be a part of this. And I'm so glad that I came here so I could, experience this as well.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to it. It's one of the coolest things. I definitely think that CSU is introduced, and, like we said, it's just one of those situations where sports can kind of unify everyone and, win or lose. It's just, one of those, it'll be a successful night.
Yeah, man, it's going to be awesome. I just can't wait to meet them in person, and just give them as many thanks as possible for being who they are and just, just living on and fighting.
Well, David, I don't want to take up too much of your time because you've been a busy dude. So I'm going to let you get going here. But I do want to ask you, because we've got the AFC-NFC championship coming up this weekend. Did you get a chance to watch any of that football last weekend? It was crazy. Every game came down to the wire.
Yeah, I did. So I watched the Packers lose in a terrible fashion. It was not Aaron Rodgers' fault. As a Vikings fan, I'll say it was not Aaron Rodgers' fault at all.
Future Bronco Aaron Rodgers.
Hopefully. That'd be fun. Or future Viking like Brett Favre.
That would be the ultimate heel move for sure.
Oh, my goodness. And then I watched the Chiefs game, the end of the Chiefs game, and I was like just sitting here. I forgot what it was. It was after practice or something. We came back, and I was just in my seat, and I was like, Josh Allen deserved to win that. That's me personally. He played his heart out.
The overtime rules, man. Yeah. I just don't know why we can't get overtime right at any level. I like that both teams get it in college, but now the one after two overtimes, it's like the 2-point conversion thing, and I think that's lame.
Yeah, I don't know. It's definitely tough. I grew up with the sudden death. So, every time you win the flip and they would throw it 30 yards and kick a field goal and win, I'm like, okay, well.
At least now you have to score a touchdown. But these defenses are gassed. I saw a stat in the playoffs. The team that's won the coin toss since they went to this format is 9-1. Yeah, and so crazy. It's just like, it seems like they're just gassed.
Yeah, it's tough. And the receiver from the Bills, I forgot what his name was, but he's played his heart out, man. I'm super happy for him as well. I know how much those guys have worked for those moments, and for him to, play the way he did. He's going to, be in the NFL for a long time because of that. So, the Chiefs, went down the field in 13 seconds was really, really impressive. I saw a tweet. It was like, the Chiefs ran down and kicked a field goal faster than Dak Prescott could get up and spike the ball. And I was like, wow, that put it into a terrible perspective for the Cowboys. So, it was tough. It was tough. But I'm super excited to see, what happens this week. And hopefully, we'll have a good Super Bowl as well.
As much as I dislike the overtime format, I will say, if you can get in field goal range, go 50 yards in 13 seconds, you clearly, the Chiefs made just as many plays. I was just
right.
I was pulling for the Bills, man. It was hard not to root for them. They got the crazy fans. Like, they don't got much else. Like, they deserve this.
Yeah. Did you see Ryan Fitzpatrick in the stands
when they shirtless?
Oh my gosh, that's just hilarious. I didn't even know that he was there. I just saw it on Twitter. I was like, oh wow, that's interesting. But no, that the Bills Mafia is crazy, and I always have respect for them, and it's always fun to watch their games as well.
Do you have a team that you're rooting for out of these final four, like that you'd prefer to win the Super Bowl?
Not really. To be honest, all of the teams that I thought were going to be there aren't there. I think the Rams are rolling right now. Beating the Bucks is a huge thing, and a huge confidence boost. And Matt Stafford, I really like Matt Stafford. So, hopefully you can get a Super Bowl ring out of this year.
At this point, and it's just because I'm a Broncos fan and I'm bitter, I'm just like, anybody but Kansas City, anybody else. Right. And I'll live with it. But I got family in Kansas too. So every time they win, they're like sending me memes of Mahomes and stuff. And I'm over it.
Right.
Anyways, David, thank you as always for your time. I really appreciate it. The event was an absolute blast. It was cool to see so many kids. You know, I tweeted, I was like, there's going to be a ton of kids bragging at school today. And I already have responses of parents being like, yeah, my kid had to wear the shirt today so that they can flex for the friends.
Man, that's awesome. Yeah. I mean, I'm just glad I could help.
All right. Much love, man. Good luck on Friday night. It should be a fun one, and stay warm out there.
Thank you guys. Go Rams.
Go Rams. I don't know about you guys, but anytime I can get something delivered to me, I'm all for it. If we never had to leave our house, that would be A-okay with me. What's even better is CBD-infused Strava Craft Coffee is the ultimate gift this time of year. Do you have friends, loved ones, colleagues that suffer from migraines, joint pain? Maybe they have IBS? You must give them some CBD-infused Strava. Shipped straight to their door, they're going to thank you. Strava is now giving our listeners 25% off their entire purchase when you use the code DNVR25. That's 25% off your entire purchase at StravaCraftCoffee.com when you use the code DNVR25 at checkout. What's cool is if you love Strava Craft Coffee, and I know you will, you can subscribe. And if you subscribe, you're never going to have to buy coffee in the store again because it's going to land on your doorstep every 2, 4, 6, or 8 weeks, whatever you prefer. And you're going to get 20% off your entire order every single time. Strava also offers CBD-infused decaf coffee. So if that's more down your alley, take advantage. You can try the cold brew. We have it on tap at the DNVR bar. And just everything Strava does is amazing. You can, you know, have as many cups of coffee as you want without getting the jitters. Perfect for late night writing. That's what I love about it. You know, get that caffeine boost, but you still feel good and you're alert. And again, you know, it doesn't make you sweat through your shirt or anything like that. It's really incredible. It's smooth. It's rich. I love it. Go to StravaCraftCoffee.com. Use the code DNVR25. Get 25% off your first order. Or you subscribe and get 20% off your order every single time.
It'll be fine though. We'll just go on the second beat, you know? That's how you make music. I only seem to write when the words, they don't come to me. I'm staring at this page and I swear it stares back at me. Read between the lines, see the blank and all the happenings. It's been 35 and I ain't even wrote like half a thing. Rhymes that make sense but more lines that didn't. I was walking with my headphones, heavy bumping pivot. Simplistic white pages, they dreaming we were famous. They say they like the cadence, mark the summers like cicadas. And features those ain't favors, my mood rings an alligator. Spit like Vader with the saber, steady kicking it like Prater. Staring at white paper, it's habitual behavior. Check the flavor, that's some sage advice. But confidence a great disguise, and certain lines are idolized. Like yeah, I'm fine and I don't mind. It's out of sight, it's out of mind. And I've been dwelling on my past just to see what I can find. Lost and found memories of places I designed. And my imagination's different now, but I swear that I can shine.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.